Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, our girl Kelly wrote us last week, but it got sent to the junk mail. Linkin Park does suck, so she's still trying to appeal to Nick.
Oh, of course she is.
And then has this question for dudes. Uh-huh. Why do men turn rude after being politely turned down? I was asked out and simply said, "I'm not looking to date at this time.
Right.
I need to figure out what I want. This guy's around 30. Immediately called me a whore and said he understands why my ex cheated. Why are some men like this?
Because they're insecure and dumb themselves.
They don't understand. They don't understand how to be rejected.
No, I've never just said
the guy that gets rejected and then calls her somebody a whore. Like, if they're really a whore, wouldn't they bang you?
Right, exactly. Well, the difference between a whore and a bitch is a whore bangs everybody, a bitch bangs everybody but you. I've always loved that joke. Right? Right. Maybe not that PC.
Yeah.
Hey, right. You go home with me? No, you slut.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, right.
Back to the old joke that may have been executed in college when a girl would turn you down to dance at a club.
Yeah.
And then the common retort was something about oral
sex. I guess the BJ's out of the question.
Yeah, out of the question. Because that's how guys are.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's just mean. When we are to do the I guess it's out of the question. Yeah. We're just trying to be funny.
Yeah, right.
You're accepting your fate.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, she doesn't want to dance, you know, but she wouldn't do that. So that's a legitimate question, you know. I don't want to dance. I just want to perform on you.
Get straight to business.
Oh.
But yes, some men are pigs and some men can't handle rejection. So right. They go into the immediate defense. Women don't do that. Well, women don't usually do the asking out.
No.
No, I don't think the guy can accept that he might be the problem. It's got to be something with her.
A woman wouldn't go to a guy and then he says, "Well, I'm really not looking to... Well, you're such a dick anyway."
Right.
They wouldn't ask you out in the first place if they really thought that.
Yeah, and unless the guy's attached or something, he's probably just going to say, "Okay, let's go."
Well, yeah. Or I'm not looking to date right now. A guy would say that. No guy says that in that way. Not looking to date right now.
Right. Yeah. And then if the girl
says, "Yeah, you want to date for 90 minutes?"
Yeah.
Well, Nick can last.
I guess. Bringing it, dude.
Well, that's driving a half hour there and back.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. Right.
But what would work on the
guy? Also apparently a couple cheeseburgers,
right, having
too.
Having a cocktail. Yeah.
If the guy turned down the woman and she says, "Well, I guess is out of the question." No.
No, that's not. Yeah. No. I just don't like to dance.
Oh, no, that's still on the table.
Lead with that next time.
I just don't want to go to dinner.
Yeah, you don't want to see me dance. You don't want to see me dance, right?
I'm just not hungry. But that, sure.
Men are different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
In general, men are different, right? And you sent me a list of wine and food pairings. I love that.
Oh, wine and chips.
Wine and chips.
That was sent to me by a Facebook listener.
Yeah. Wine and chip pairing, right?
I like that.
Yeah.
I didn't think it came through. Here it is.
Yeah. What goes with the Fritos? It's like Chardonnay, right?
I don't know if it's wine is the priority or if the chips are a priority.
Well, it's what pairs well. You know, you see that on a menu. On a nice restaurant, we'll have a piece of fish or a piece of meat, and it'll say what kind of wine to pair it with, you know.
They'll usually give you like a specific.
What do you think?
They do, right.
Like
right.
Fritos?
Yeah.
Fritos?
Yeah, I'll read the list of all the chips on there.
Chardonnay goes with the Fritos.
Okay, I'll try it. I drink Chardonnay all the time.
You like Cape Cod chips, then you might want to try a little rosé with that.
Cape Cod chips, is that bay? Is that bay seasoning? Old Bay?
Or is it salty?
Oh, it's real salty, right, yeah. It's sea salt probably, right? Cape Cod chips.
Okay. Probably.
Yeah, sea salt. Those look good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, kettle chips. Like, basically sea salt kettle chips.
Oh, yeah.
What's so different about sea salt? Is it just bigger?
Yeah, larger grains. Yeah. And it's more tasty.
Yeah, I think it's more tasty, right, too.
And it comes from the sea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think. Ruffles goes with Prosecco. Am I saying that right?
Prosecco, yeah.
That's the new mimosa mix.
It's a
sparkling wine.
Yeah, people drink there. Yeah, my wife drinks that. Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Goes well with the original Sun Chips.
Original Sun Chips.
Blue bag. Right. I've always been more of the cheddar Sun Chips.
You're
going to get the Sun Chips, it's usually cheddar.
The
garden sauce is very good.
Right.
We covered the Chardonnay and Fritos. Cabernet Sauvignon goes with the nacho cheese Doritos, it looks like. It's the red pack.
Yeah.
That's
the original,
nacho cheese.
The original.
Pinot Noir.
That might bounce off the flavors, yeah.
Yeah. Cheetos. Original Cheetos with Pinot Noir. Wonder if the Flamin' Hot would go with the Pinot Noir. See, my palate is not that discernible.
No, I don't think anybody making these pairings is a very discernible palate.
Although
nobody said, "Oh, the blue bag."
I would love to walk into a snooty wine bar and see like a big chip rack behind the bar.
I know.
Like remember in the old school bar, they had the little clip chip racks, pull one off for you.
Yep.
Here's your glass. Here's your chips.
Yeah, this comes from a Facebook page called Winolicious. And finally, Pringles goes well with Pinot Grigio.
Original Pringles.
Right.
Like just regular.
What color is that box?
The red.
Red tube. He's right. He's right.
You're nice.
And knows his chips.
Yeah, there's also a top 10 fast food list out there, too, which I got right here, actually. It's on my computer.
Top 10 fast food?
Yeah, but it includes all the stuff. It's not the base.
Is this like the yearly ranking thing that they do?
Number one is Culver's. Number two is Shake Shack. Number three is In-N-Out. Number four is Whataburger. I still haven't had a Whataburger yet.
No.
Are they mostly Southwest?
Yeah,
usually. There's at least one, if not two, in Kansas City now. Mahomes opened.
I thought they were in Texas. I know they're in Arizona, or used to be at one time.
Number five is Raising Cane's.
Drink that sauce.
Number six. with what wine,
by the
way?
Can I get a cane sauce and vodka, please?
Number six is Five Guys. I still haven't had a Five Guys either.
They have really good fries because they leave the skin on.
Yeah.
And there's sacks of potatoes all over the lobby.
Potatoes!
Yeah, do they use those lobby potatoes?
I don't know.
Or if they're just a prop, or if they actually use the lobby potatoes.
No, they don't, because they're right at butt height. Everybody's just been farting on them while they're waiting in line.
Chick-fil-A is seven. If you want chicken without the homophobia, Dave's Hot Chicken is eight.
Mm. Right. Where are they based out of?
I've seen that. I got to look at the logo. They don't have the logo here. Ryder thinks one of these.
There's one in Omaha now.
Yeah, Dave thinks Ryder thinks one of these chicken places is better than Chick-fil-A, without all the homophobia too. Dave's Hot Chicken, Kelly's Roast Beef. What's that? Boston area.
It's in our email.
Yeah. Hey, that's rude.
It was right there. It had to be said. I'm sorry.
No, today she just sent a picture of her boobs.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
We're trying to be nice to our girl.
Sorry, Kelly.
You called it roast beef there.
You teed it up. Come on.
White Castle is 10. Something called Dick's.
That's Puss's favorite.
Yeah, Dick's.
Not the pizza that you were talking about.
Dick's
the other
is
day.
Easily the in and out of Puget Sound. It's obviously a Seattle thing, Dick's.
By the way, the Whataburger.
Yeah.
Mostly the South, especially like there's you know 20 to 40 locations in many states, and then there's 735 Whataburgers in Texas.
Wow. Okay.
So go to Texas.
And something called Jollibee, home of famous Chicken Joy. But it looks like it's a fast food choice. It's the number one fast food place in the Philippines. And I don't know what's in there. Yeah. So none of your regulars,
though. That makes that list.
None of the regulars, Nick. You know, none of the McDonald's stuff like that. You know, it seems like a chicken based. Looks like this stuff. Well, and burgers, too.
Right. I love that they're too good to put McDonald's on there. There's like more McDonald's than
They're trying to be hoity toity. Yeah. Right? You know, well, we can't put McDonald's on this.
Let's put there's a place in the Philippines?
It's the number one place in the Philippines. It's called Jollibee. Looks like a bee with a chef's hat on, you know.
I want to know what their criteria is.
It's increasingly showing up all over America, the Jollibees. Yeah. Now you'd try it, Nick. You wouldn't turn these things down, man.
No. Right.
And I never eat a Culver's. I know Puss says it's great, right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Cheese curds.
Oh, they got cheese curds?
Cheese curds. Jollibee's fried chicken. Yeah. It looks good. Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever ate at Shake Shack either, you know. Is that Shakes and Shacks? What is
I haven't had Shake Shack.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
No, frozen heard custard fries cones. Oh, that's just a list of things on there.
I'm listening.
Idiot.